Begin the current daf, Maseftas Nida Daf Yud Beis. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in discussion from the previous daf. And as we were discussing from the Halacha of our Mishnah, regarding the requirement of doing a Bedika, if a woman is involved with Tahiris, as we explained from Rabbi Huda Mishmul, in the morning, in the evening, before she has relations. Now, on that Halacha, we said, but that was only if she's Asuka Betaris. If she's not involved in Tahiris, then there's no requirement. Now, on that theme, the Gemara says, Baimini Rabbi Zerim Rabbi Huda. Zerim asks from Rabbi Huda, Isha, a woman that's not involved with Tahiris. Mausha Tivdik Atzma Labala. What's Halacha before she has relations if she should go ahead and do a Bedika, do an internal examination to verify that she's not a Nida? So Malele Tivdik, he says, no, she shouldn't do this Bedika. So he says, why? But Tivdik Umapakach, let her do a Bedika. Then we'll know for sure that she's not a problem. What's the problem with doing a Bedika? So he said, Imkain, if that would be the case, Libay Noikfo Yuparish, his heart would be banging and he would separate, because if he's going to see his wife's doing a Bedika, he's going to think, wait a second, if she didn't feel anything, she wouldn't be doing a Bedika because she knows that the sages didn't require a Bedika. If she is, then he's thinking, oh, this might not be good, and therefore he's going to say, you know what, forget about it, and that's going to cause problems regarding having relations, therefore don't do that Bedika since it's not necessary. Says Isha, a similar type of a question. A woman, Mausha Tivdik Atzmo, what's the law regarding a woman doing an internal examination? Kishir Veses, which that terminology means to say immediately right after having relations. And why would she do this Bedika? Kadei Lachayev, by Lachatas, so just in case if her husband requires a sin offering. Because as the Gemara tells us later on, the second paragraph of Yedalim and Aleph, if she finds on her cloth immediately, right after relations, dam, that means obviously it was there during the having relations, he's going to be chayev a carbon. So what's halacha? Should she do bedika just in case that to verify if he's chayev a chatas for having relations with a nida? So Malay, so Rav Huna said back to him, he says, Mimishkachas la lebedika? Could you really have what you're asking me, your question regarding an eternal examination, which the term bedika always means to say what's called chor in the stocken, that she goes into all the nooks and crevices in her vaginal area, kishir veses, in the time span of immediately after having relations? In other words, he's trying to say your question of doing a bedika in the shir veses, which means immediately, is not feasible. Because of a time you learn the Brice, Zehu shir veses. The Brice says, what is this halacha that we're saying that you chayev achatzis if you find them immediately after the relations? So he says, it's mashal l'shamash. It's an analogous to an attendant referring to the male member, the id, and this cloth that she wipes with. That they're both standing there at the entryway of the door of the entryway of the door, which means to say regarding the woman's vaginal area. That means to say that right when the Eber comes out, that's when the cloth goes in. So Havavesha Amr, that tells us that obviously the halacha of immediacy is likinuach, would only be for wiping externally, meaning if she immediately wipes herself in the external area right afterwards and she finds them, that could be immediately right after. That could tell us that it must have been that second that the Eber came out, you found them, you wiped right after, then there would be a liability of Echatas. But v'loy l'bedika, but not for an internal examination, if she finds with a bedika, which is a much longer time span, because first of all, the bedika, the way she holds the cloth, it's not right there by the vaginal area, by the doorpost. Rather, she's holding it in her hand. So there's a longer period of time till she's going to get to, quote, the mashkev. And therefore, the most there could be would be a liability of an asham tali, but not a karmachatas. Now, rather, what's the question? Is mausha tekanech? What the halacha is, could a woman who is not involved in tahiris, as we had qualified, do we say that she requires to wipe herself right after relations, immediately to know if she's going to find dam, and then the husband is going to be chayev. You're right. So, but regarding a kinuach and not regarding bedika. That's one version of the question. However, ikad ami hocha by minute. Those are saying, no, this is what he asked of him. Isha mausha tivdik atzma. Yeah, he said literally, what's the halacha regarding a woman doing an actual bedika? But you're right. That wouldn't be a liability of chatzis because that already takes a little bit more time. That wouldn't be definitively. But rather, kedei l'chayev bala asham toli, regarding requiring the husband to bring a suspended carbon asham, which as the Gemara tells us over there later on, that if, let's say, she finds on her bedika cloth at a later point in time, meaning more than just regarding immediacy, that then, okay, it's m'chayev asham toli, because then the doubt is maybe the blood was there during the time of relations, and maybe it came at a later point in time. So those are the two versions of the question. Either you're right, it's regarding a chiv chatas, but it's regarding kinuach, not regarding bedika. Or no, it was like he had originally asked regarding bedikum, but it's regarding a chiv of Hashem Tali. But either way, Amalei, he said to him, Loi Tevdek. No, she shouldn't do Bedika afterwards to be make him Chayav Achatos, or maybe even Nashim Tali. On that, he asked back, why? But Tevdek Amabakach, let her check. What's wrong? We'll know if he's Chayav one of these two Karbanas. So they said, no, Imkain, if that would be the case, that you would require her to do Bedika after relations. So Liboy Naikvai. So his heart is going to be banging. In other words, he's going to be nervous before relations. Upayrish, and he's going to separate from having relations because he's going to say, wait a second. I don't know what's going to happen afterwards. She's going to do Bedika. I might turn out. I'm Chayav Achatos, Chayav Asham Tali. So therefore, to avoid that problem, we say, no, she doesn't do Bedika afterwards. Now, as Rashi points out, although the Mishnah tells us later on that the custom is for the Jewish women to actually have relations with Bedika before and after, that is, as we said in the previous stuff, that's Basuka B'Tahiris, that's when she involved with Tahiris, so that's not Libra Nikva regarding, that's, it's a special level of Tahiris, but a regular relationship, a man and a woman, then we don't do the Bedikas before and after because of Libra Nikva, and then it's going to be Pirish, and then they're not going to have relations and have children. Now, the Mishnah told us that Ubishashi Averis Fechulu, another time that a woman does Bedika, when, as we said in the halacha, the Mishnah, when she's asuka b'tahiris, is when she's going to be l'shamish as beisa. When she's going to have relations, then she does a bedika. Now, Amr ba'ami, Amr b'yana, he says, v'zehu idon shal tzenuas. This is the inspection of the pious ones. That's the ones who do the bedika. Besides, like we said in the Mishnah, shachar, zvarvis, the morning and the evening, regarding the halachas of tahiris, to know was the tahiris that she was involved in the last period of time good or not. There's another, those are the pious ones that they do it also by when they have relations. Because as the Gemara tells us in the second parak, Hatznuis Mesaknes Lenshlishi, the pious ones they do a third time, which Lesaknes Abayis, that's what Amish is saying, is the inspection before having relations. However, Amli Rababa Bamamal Rabami, he says, what does it say? Tana Tani Tzriches. The Tana of the Mishnah says, as we quoted the words, that when she's going to be Oiveris to Lashamash Beis, she requires a Bedika. Va'at Tani Tznuis, and you're telling me that it's only the pious ones? The Mishnah requires it seemingly of everyone. So Malay says to him, no, Sha'ani Amir, because I say it, that's not a difficulty. Kalamakayim Devech Chacham, Nikr Tznuah. Yes, it's the sages who are required. Whoever fills the words of the sages are called the pious ones. But you're right, it's a requirement. So on that, Amarav, he asked, what a second. V'she'ein mekam devecham, and whoever does not fill the word of the sages, tznuhu delay mikri, it's only that he's not going to be called pious, but harasha delay mikri, he's not going to be called a wicked person. Why are you saying it's the tznuas, as if it's like a higher level? When everyone has to. And if you don't do it, you're not just not a tznuah, you're a rasha. So Elam Marav, rather, he gives a different interpretation. It says, tznuas, the pious ones, eid shebodku by atzman lefnei tashmer zeh, the cloth that they use before, yes, there's a requirement of doing it before relations. So didn't we say that it's the tznuas, the mesaknas, len shlishi? What is it the pious ones or is everyone required? It says everyone's required. The difference is that the pious ones, the cloth that they use before this relation, ain't bait kisper lefnei tashmashacha. They don't use it again before a different time before having relations because it gets dirty and the whiteness of the cloth gets a little bit faded out by the first time doing a bedika with it, and then if you're going to use it again, that same cloth, you're not going to be able to necessarily see so well if there's a small drop of blood the size of a mustard seed, which already makes her a nida. But the ones who are not so pious, yes, they do use the same cloth again, and it doesn't bother them. That's the difference. Yeah, but everyone has to do it by for tahiris before tashmish, like our Mishnah says, tzriches. The difference is that tznuas are that they use a different bedika cloth versus the other women, they don't. Gufa, the Gemara goes back to the previous daf, which had started this conversation, which related to the halacha of our Mishnah that we're discussing. So Amr Zeiro, Amr Abra, Amr Bar Yirmiya, Amr Shmuel says, Isha She'ein Lavesis, a woman who does not have a set period, there's no set time when she has her period every month. Asur L'Shamash Acha Tivdik, so she's not going to have relations until she goes ahead and she does a bedika. So on that, Amr Zeiro, L'Rab Abba Bar Yirmiya, wait a second. Are you telling me ain lavesis bayi bedika? This was Reb Zera saying it over in the name of Rabbi Abba B'Yimri in the name of Shmuel. Now Reb Zera's asked Rabbi Abba B'Yimri this halacha that he said in his name, says in the name of Shmuel ain lavesis bayi bedika. So you tell me that if she doesn't have a set time period, then she requires a bedika. But yesh lavesis loy bayi bedika. But if she has a set period, then she doesn't have to do bedika before tashmish. But we learned in our Mishnah, as we established this in the previous daf, that our Mishnah is talking about yesh lavesis. It says da'yishaita. It's someone when she has a set period. And still our Mishnah says that she requires a bedika because she's involved with Tyrus. Now, later on, shortly, the Gemara is going to ask that why didn't the Gemara answer, yeah, But that's talking about, Shmuel's talking about when she's not involved in Tyrus. If she's not involved in Tyrus, then if she has a vest kavur, then she doesn't have to do bedikah. It's only when she doesn't have a vest. But our Mishnah's talking about that there is Tyrus. And that the Gemara says that no, Shmuel holds that if she's not involved in Tyrus, even if she does not have a vest, she does not require bedikah for her husband because she's not involved with Tyrus. So for the fact that Shmuel is differentiating between yesh leves and ein leves, must be talking about that we're talking about with Tyrus. So talking about Tahiris, then his halacha is contradicted from the halacha of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah seems to say that even if yesh leves, it requires a bedikah, and he's saying it doesn't require a bedikah. So Malay, so Baba Bar Yimri answered, he says that yesh leves, that when a woman has a said period, it depends, and that will resolve the contradiction. Ara, when the woman is awake, which then she's fit to be involved with Tahiris. When she's awake, she might be touching things that require to be tar. So that's when bayi bedika. That's when she requires a bedika for her husband. Or another interpretation is because, okay, then it's not a difficulty for her to pain her to go ahead and to do bedika because she's awake anyway. So that's when we require her to do a bedika. But yeshena, when she's sleeping, where that's painful for her because she's sleeping, the rabban did not require her to do bedika. Or additionally, when she's sleeping, she's not fit to be involved with tahiris anyway. So even if she normally is involved with tahiris, like by bedika, then they did not require her to have a bedika for having relations with her husband. Ein loves, if she does not have a set period, then beinara ben yishen de by bedika, then whether she's awake or whether she's sleeping, she requires a bedika. So therefore, that answers the contradiction. The halacha of Shmuel that said that if she doesn't have a vest, okay, so that we said that she's not allowed to have tashmish until she does bedika. But yes, the inference was that if she has a vest, she doesn't have to do bedika. It was because we're talking about that she's sleeping, which, as Rishayim explained, doesn't mean literally sleeping, but that's what we're talking about regarding the laws of Tyrus. The halacha of our Mishnah requires that there is a bedika, is talking about, even when yesh leves, is talking about when she's awake. So that resolves the contradiction. However, Amar Rava, he says, but why did Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah have to give this answer? That to differentiate between Ora and Yeshena, which as we alluded to this question just before, Velemele, why didn't he answer him as follows? It says, yesh lavest, regarding a woman who has a said period, it depends. Lit Tahiris, in other words, if we're talking about a woman who's involved with Tahiris, like the halachas of our Mishnah, so then Bayi Bedika, yeah, that's what our Mishnah says, then she requires a Bedika even for her husband, even though yesh lavest. But Labaila, but Shmuel was talking about a woman who's not involved in Tyrus and has just had relations for her husband, then Loi Ba'i Bedika, she does not require Bedika. Whereas Ein Loves, which Shmuel was talking about, if she doesn't have any said period, then that for Labaila, then even if it's just to have relations with her husband and she's not involved with Tyrus, Nama Ba'i Bedika, that then you also require Bedika. Why didn't he answer that? Says the Gemara, Medleom Alehachi, says Rav, the fact that he didn't answer like this, Shmamina Ksav Shmuel, obviously because Shmuel held, Kal Labalam, anytime a woman's having relate just for her husband without Tyrus, Loi Bayi Bedika, a woman does not require Bedika, even if she doesn't have what's called a Vest Kabu, even though she doesn't have a said period. So therefore, this that Shmuel said, that she's forbidden to have relations until she does a Bedika, obviously they must be talking about Asuka B'Tyrus. And that's why we said that we're talking about Asuka B'Tyrus, and therefore we have to differentiate to answer the question of the Halacha of our Mishnah between Ara and Yeshena. Halacha of our Mishnah is talking that she's awake. If she's awake, that's not difficulty, and she could also be involved with Tyrus. Therefore, even though Yesh Leves requires a Bedika, Shmuel was talking about that by Yesh Leves doesn't require a Bedika, is when she's Yeshena, when she's sleeping, then we didn't require her to have a Bedika. But when she's Ein Leves Kavur and Asuka B'Tyrus, then she requires a Bedika at all times. Whereas if she's not involved with Tyrus, then she never requires a Bedika. If it's just Labala, Shmuel holds. However, turn upon the Gemara quotes from a Braisa to ask on Shmuel. The Braisa says, Chamara, Nupailin, donkey drivers and workers, Vabon, Mebesa Avol, or Mebesa Mishnah, people that went far away to go to a house of mourning or to a house of a simcha, of festivities. So, Neshem Lehem Mecheskes Tara, when they come back home, the women are in the presumptive state of purity, that they're not needless, that they're permitted in the state of Tara. Ubon v'shoinimoyim, and they could come and they could stay with them. Bein yeshenis, bein aris, where the wives are sleeping or whether they're awake. Now says the Braisa Mehmed v'mom, when do we say this? Shenichen mecheskes Tara. If they left them in a presumptive state of Tara, meaning when they left, they were tar. Avol nichen mecheskes Tumah. If they left them in a presumptive state of Tumah, that they were needed when they left. Lo ilam hitameya, so she's always going to be in a presumptive state of Tumah. Asher toimu le'tohayrenei. She's going to remain with her chazaka until she says that I am tar, that I changed the status quo, and then for that a woman is believed. But up until then, she's considered as Tumah. Says the Gemara, Vaha, now this Braisa, Shmuel b'may Mukila. How's he going to explain the halacha of this Braisa? which, as we're going to see, that why are there no requirements for bedika, which, as Tesis points out, well, why couldn't Shmuel just say it's not difficult? The Bryce is talking about when she's not involved in tahiris. So therefore, that we said has a much lower standard and doesn't require bedikas. Says Tesis, because the inference of the words of the Braisa, which says that their wives are becheskes tahara, why does it then have to say ubon b'shoinimon? Sounds like it's talking about two different things, that one, that she's tahara for relations, and that also she's tahara regarding the laws of tahiris, that she is a sukkah b'tahiris. So therefore, as the Gemara as follows, ibi she yesh laves, if we're talking about a woman who has a set period, wakasha ara, even though she has a set period, we explained to resolve the halacha of our Mishnah, we said the Mishnah requires a bedika if she's awake. Why here does the Braisa say that she doesn't require a bedika, even the when she's awake, even though she has a vest? And vibisha ain't lavest, and if you can tell me someone that she doesn't have a set period, then kasha bein or bein yishin, then both halachas are difficult. Why does it not require a bedika if there's no vest, even by yishin, who said requires a bedika? Because like we're explaining from Taisis, it's talking about that asuka b'taris. Says gemara la'olam b'she yesh lavest. Truth is the Braisa is talking about that she has a set period. Now, but says the Gemara, but since the husband is supplicating for his wife to have relations, there is no greater bedika than that when he's tavea, when he's requesting from her to have relations. Because if she didn't know that she's tahira, she would do bedika. And therefore, when Shmuel said that you require bedika, with her, his tavea, with his, he's coming back from this long trip as the ksav yad, as the sheet, as it's brought in Ois Hei and Agos B'Tziyunim, the Ksav Yad has, that tells us, why is there no greater bedika than this? Because generally, someone who comes from a long journey, he appeases his wife and he supplicates her to have relations, and then when he's doing all that, but Tviyas, she thinks to herself, and she'll have time to realize if she really is in need or not. But when did we say that she requires a bedika? That's when he's with her and she's with her all along. He didn't go away. That doesn't require so much appeasement. And therefore, that's where we say we require a bedika, because maybe she did see right now and she's not recalling. And since we require a bedika v'taris, so therefore we said we require a bedika with her balam. But that's what we're saying, that regarding this situation, yeah, we said that when there is a vest, that if she's ara, that requires a bedika. But if she's up, in the bedika del mezu, that regarding that process, she'll realize if she has to do bedika or not. Now, Amali Rapapa the Rav, he says, Ma'alu mebet kiyom asnita. What's halacha doing like this braisa with these different interpretations? How to translate this? Either do we actually require a real bedika as we had assumed up until now, or is it like we're explaining in this braisa that is it sufficient with a tfi, or is the question is do you have to do any bedika and any tfiya? So that the Gemara continues with Beis and says, so Amalei said to him, Sudani, which that means he's a Talmudic scholar, because Sudani is from the term of Said, which based on the Pasuk Tilm Said Hashem Lirev, Hashem gives his secrets to those who fear him, says, Lai, no, she doesn't require bedika. Because if you would make her have to do actual bedika, then she would be repulsive in front of him. So according to some interpretation, that means to say it's a sufficient with the tvi, like we learned in the Braisa, so that he supplicates to her to have that, and when in all that entreaties, she'll realize if she has enough. So we won't run into the problem. So although we said that boy bedika when she's a suka b'taras, but the in lecha tvi in lecha bedika good gedolim mezu. But to do an actual bedika, that's gonna be gan me'ape, and that's gonna disrupt the whole purpose of having relations. Now, Amar of Kahane says, "Shaltinu le'inshi beisid Rav Papa u'Rav Huna b'Rida Bishua." He says, "I asked the wives of Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rida Bishua that kiyas Rabbanu be Rav, when the rabbis, may referring to their husbands, come from home from yeshiva, matzachul l'chabedika. Do they require from you bedika or not?" Finally, they said to me, "Lie, they don't." And that's like the halacha, like we said, that they don't require a bedika, even though they came from a long way thing, as some would say that enlecha bedika de'el mezu. Now, says the Gemara, but why didn't you ask the rabbis themselves? Why do you have to ask the wives? Says the Gemara, because Dilma inu kumachmer nafshayu, because maybe these rabbis, maybe they were actually stringent on themselves, and they did require their wives to do bedikas. But they teach others. If someone would ask them, they would say, yeah, it's permitted, like talach is, like we said, that they don't require bedika. That's why I ask the wives, because they have to be stringent like their husbands who are the rabbis, and they would tell, they're telling the truth of what their husbands are doing. The rabbis would tell them that it's permitted, and he wanted to hear the most stringent, and he heard that they actually know that they didn't require from their wives. Like we said, talach is, that doesn't require, and to the contrary, it's megan yibe'ape. Now, continuing on this theme, Tanabam learned the Braisa, Isha She'in Laves, a woman who does not have a said period, which means that any, it could come 27 days, 29 days, 31 days. She doesn't have a set period. Says the Braisa, Asur l'shamish, so she's forbidden to have relations. And Ve'ein l'sh, she doesn't get like Suba, doesn't get the dowry that she got when she got married. V'loy Peris, which is that the husband consumes from the wife's what's called Nixi Melug, which she comes in with certain properties that are hers, but the husband could get the Peris. And the chiddush in this halacha is that we don't say that, wait a second, she's not getting her ksuba, so it comes out that she's not really his wife, so he should have to give back the payris, the utility of her items that he was using, and that we say, no, she doesn't get that back, again, because we're considering this as her problem. V'loy mezainis, which is if, let's say, her husband went overseas before he divorced her, so the court doesn't go ahead, which they normally do for a wife, to say, okay, she gets a certain amount of food to be eaten from his estate because she can't go hungry. No, we don't give her mezainis. V'loy blois, for example, if, let's say, she brought in certain garments into the marriage, which were evaluated in the ksuba, as the Gemara says, the ksuba is the fiantesima beis, that she brings in for him a cloak, he could use it until it gets worn out. Here in this situation, when he's divorcing her, because we're about to say that that's actually a requirement here, so even though some of the worn-out garments are still around, he doesn't give that back to her. And like we said, he divorces her and he never remarries her ever again. That's the real matter. And that's because she doesn't have a veskabua. Reb Chanina ben Tignes, he says, no. Mishameshes b'shnei edim. She could have relations with him with two cloths. Heinivs, which is before and after relations. Heinivsua. They are the cloths that will ruin her, which were if they see dam, and then tiknua, and they'll also be the ones that will fix her if she doesn't see. Third opinion, mishum Abba Chanan Amru, in the name of Abba Chanan, they said, oila labala, oh, woe to her husband, as the Gemara is going to explain. So the Gemara explains the halacha. We opened up the halacha of Remeir, of the Tana Kama. He said that such a woman who doesn't have a set period, asur l'shamish, forbidden to have relations with her. Says the Gemara, why? Because Dilma Mekakelsli, she might ruin him because he might be violent Issan Eden. We don't know at any point in time. She could have a Re of Dam during relations, and therefore he says he not have relations. Moreover, he said, Ve'en L'Ksuba, she doesn't get a dowry. Why? Kivin L'Chazi L'Biya, less L'Ksuba. Since she's not fit to have relations, she doesn't get a Ksuba. That's a flaw in the whole marriage contract. And neither does she get, V'loy Peris, V'loy Menzayin, V'loy B'loy. She doesn't get the utility that the husband used or the produce back. She doesn't get sustenance. She doesn't get the worn-out garments back because T'nai Kisuba K'Ksuba Dami. The stipulations of the dowry are like the dowry itself, which, just like we said, she doesn't get a Ksuba, she doesn't get these T'nai Ksuba, which Menzayin is a stipulation of the Ksuba, like it says in the Ksuba. Ate Yasva Besim Mesasim Nitzay. You will sit in my house and I will give you food. Blois also are evaluated in the Ksuba, where he evaluates how much it's worth when she brings it in. He accepts upon himself to then repay it when there's a death or when he divorces her, like we write in our Ksuba, but Dein Nedunya, Danel Islay, we put it in there, and since they're T'nai Ksuba, so just like she doesn't get Ksuba, she doesn't get these either. Now, additionally, said Remeir, the Yaitzi v'layach zoy lamas. He divorces her, he sends her out, and he doesn't remarry her ever again. Says Gemar Peshitta, obviously. We said that he's forbidden to her, and she sends her out. Of course, not going to remarry her. Says Gemar, loy tzricha, no, it's necessary, the hodri v'askana. No, she ended up actually fixing her calendar, and she actually ended up getting a vest kavua, where we know every 30 days, let's say, she gets her re'iyah. Now the Tema Lahadra, what would you say? Okay, let her remarry her now, Kamash Malan. That's what we're coming to tell you then. No. Why? Because Dezimnan, the Aslo, Minsavo, Mesakna, because at times it's going to happen that she's going to go and she's remarry someone else. And then she's going to have her fixed calendar. Vama, and then the first husband's going to say, Elo, you see, Deishakachaya, had I known that this is going to be this way, I feel like Yisim Naisli Meyamanolo, Yisim Agashi, even if you were to give me 100 months, I would never have divorced her. Oh, this is the love of my life. I just had no choice because she didn't have a Veskavua. Says he's going to come out, it's a nullified get because he's showing that his intention was never really to divorce her. And comes out that the children she's having from her second husband are mamzerim because she's really still married to the first husband. That's why we tell him, look, you should know, someone who divorces his wife because of this problem about vest, not having a set period, cannot remarry her. And even if she will subsequently go ahead and now and then make a vest kavua, so he can't say, oh, had I known, etc., etc., because they warned him. And he was conclusive about it, and he still divorced her. And this is how the Gemara says, similarly regarding if a woman has a bad rumors going about her, or if she made a neder, the Gemara says, we say, that's it. You're making it, you can't then back out. And that's the purpose of the halacha of Yitziyah v'lo yachzer oylamas. Now the Gemara continues and says that the Brice is quoted, Mishum Abba Chanan Amru, oylo labala. In the name of Abba Chanan, they said, oh, woe to her husband. What does that mean? So Igadami, that they'll say, because there were two different opinions before him. There's the opinion of Remeir, and there's the opinion of Reb Chanina ben Atignas. So it says, yeah, she could go ahead and stay married, just she has to do bedika before and after every relations. So who is he saying regarding Oyla Labala? So some say it's Lermeir. The Rameir had said that she doesn't get a ksuba. That Amaleh, he said to Rameir, oh no, woe to her husband, because the bay like vui ksubasa, that he has to go ahead and pay her par ksuba. You said that she doesn't get a ksuba. I hold that no, woe to her husband, because he's going to lose money from her, because he can't stay married to her. He's going to have to divorce her. But she most definitely does get a ksuba. Igadam, and those that say no, the Reb Chanina ben Atignis Kamalei, that he had said that yes, she could stay married, she has relations before and after, and those cloths are going to be either her downfall or her savior, meaning if there's blood, that's problematic, before and after, and if there's no blood, that'll save her. That he was telling him, Kamalei, no, dimekakelesle. No, it's not going to be his savior. You said that, yeah, by having relations with these Edom, with these cloths, it's going to save her. No, it's actually going to ruin her. And that's why I'm saying, Oy Labala, woe to her husband, because since she doesn't have a set time, maybe, yes, she's going to do Badika before relations, and she's not going to show blood. But then she might see during Tashmim, she don't know, we never know when it's going to come. And therefore, he says that, no, woe to her husband, who's going to stay married, like Reb Chanina ben Atignis. Now, however, Amar Behuda Meshmul, he says, Halacha Reb Chanina ben Atignis, Halacha follows like him, that if a woman does not have a ves kavua, she could stay married, she could just do a bedika before and after every time she has relations. Says the Gemara as follows, Ubemai, regarding what type of a woman are we talking about? Iba Sukha B'Tahiris, every time a woman that's involved with Tahiris, Ha'amr Shmuel Chadazim, Shmuel already said this Halacha once before, as we're going to shortly ask from this halacha of Rabbi Abba Bar Yimya, which from that we understand that according to Shmuel, that a woman is involved with Tahiris, she has to do bedika before and after she has relations with her husband. But if she's not involved with Tahiris, she does not require bedika. So if you're saying that Toma involved with Tahiris, already know that Shmuel says she requires to do bedika before and after. And Ve'iba She'ina Sukh B'Tahiris, and if she's not involved with Tahiris, well, Ha'ama, but he said actually no. Kol Abala Loi Boi Bedika. That actually, even if she doesn't have a vest, if it's just because of having relations with her husband, that she does not require bedika. Because the Amr Babi Bayim Omar Shmuel said, Isha Shein Laves, a woman does not have a said period, Asur Lishamash Achatibdik. Says, no, you're not have relations until you're bedika. But Vokim Nalom Basuk B'Tahiris, Shmuel says that, but what's it talking about? It's talking about involved with Tahiris. So what's this halacha of Rabbi Huda Mashmuel? If he's talking about a sukkah b'tahiris, really know that from that other halacha of Shmuel. And if he's not involved with tahiris, then why? Why does she require a bedika, even though Ein Laves does not require a bedika? Says the Gemara, you're right. We're talking about in this halacha of Yehudim Shmuel that she's a sukkah b'tahiris. Then you ask, okay, so why do you need two halachas of Shmuel to say that when she's a sukkah b'tahiris, she requires a bedika before and after? You're right. It's just man de masniha, the one who taught this halacha over here in our Gemara, if you do him in the name of Shmuel, loy masniha did not teach that halacha of Rebaba, and Rebaba didn't teach that halacha of Rebbe Yehuda. You're right. They both independently were saying this halacha, but it's the same halacha. Now, but Rashi actually points out, forget about asking Rebbe Yehuda from the halacha of Rebaba, which is saying, okay, they're independent, but you're right, it's the same halacha. Rebbe Yehuda himself already said this once before on Daf Yad Avam Abayis. He said, regarding the Mishnah we mentioned, that we learned earlier, that said that when B'shoshi Averis L'shamashas Beisa, when a woman's going to have relations with her husband, she requires a bedika. On that, Rebbe Yehuda Mishmuel had said, oh, we only learned that as the halacha of Mishnah's Togma, which is a sukkah b'tahiris, which is not a vav b'tahiris, that she doesn't require. So he himself said this halacha already once before. So that's his rationale. It's not difficult because Rabbi Huda over there wasn't coming to tell us anything regarding a halacha of a sukkah b'tahiris. Rather, he was coming to qualify the halacha of the Mishnah. Because if you just learned the halacha of the Mishnah itself, that says when a woman's ayveris l'shamash esbeis, she requires a bedika, that we would think to interpret whether she's involved with tahiris or not. And that Rabbi Huda came to tell us and to qualify in the name of Shmuel to say that no, if she's not involved, and that's actually his primary chiddush, when she's not involved with tahiris, she does not require bedika. But over here, he's coming to tell us halacha is like Reb Chanina, which is like that halacha of the Mishnah, that when she is involved in Tahiris, that then she does require bedika, that's how she could stay married. That's the halacha of Reb Chanina and the Tignis, that this problem about having relations, of doing bedika before and after, no, you could stay married actually when out of vest, even without doing bedika before and after. However, it's regarding a sukkah b'taharis, like the halacha of the Mishnah, to say that then you have to do a bedika before and after, and that's what he's saying halacha Reb Chanina ben Atignis, but that doesn't contradict his early halacha, which to the contrary, his primary chiddush was to say that don't include in the halacha of the Mishnah of ena sukkah b'taharis. That actually then he says don't require bedika, so it's not actually not saying the same halacha. Here he's saying that when you are a sukkah b'taharis, that it's enough and you could do bedika, and that's what you require before and after. And he was actually coming to say that no, don't learn in the Mishnah that. To the contrary, when you're not a sukkah b'taharis, that actually then you don't have to have a bedika before and after, even with a woman that does not have a ves kavua. Hanoch Shamayam, we shall return to the first Perek Masechtas Nida, Perek Shamayam, which was talking about this halacha of the topic of our Masechta, regarding the halachas of Nida, and regarding the requirements of Bedika as they apply, as we speak about primarily so far with the laws of Tyrus, for women that, whether she has a Veskavua, doesn't have a Veskavua, doing Bedikas, when and how.